and Vodafone have entered into a joint venture to provide roll-out fibre broadband to the home in 50 towns around Ireland, and Letterkenny is one of those. And actually in February this year as well, then Aircom, who are now called Air, announced that they were going to provide the fibre connection to the home in 50 towns around Ireland, and Letterkenny is one of those as well. So we'll actually end up in a situation in the next couple of years where every house in Letterkenny will have two fibre broadband connections, and huge parts of the county, in fact majority of the county, will have none and not have the prospect of any before 2020.
And is there any indication as to whether these rural areas will get broadband instead of both companies doubling up in Letterkenny, as it were?
Yeah, well, the government is having a public consultation at the moment on the national broadband scheme. And I've made a submission on that to that consultation, calling for the government to take the decision to provide and roll out a fibre connection to every house in the country, including all of rural Ireland, as I think that's the only viable option to provide for the future and future developments in information technology, to allow people to avail of the highest speed broadband they can. And my fear is that the areas of the country that won't be served by the commercial interests, that they will get a lesser standard of broadband, which won't guarantee the speeds that are required into the future. The companies make commercial decisions, and that's the problem with this. They've made a commercial decision that they want to provide it in Letterkenny. The problem with the National Broadband Scheme is the government says that there's about 80% of rural areas where it won't be financially viable for the market, as they call it, to provide the broadband solution. And that's what the National Broadband Programme is about providing a solution to those areas where the government will put up the funding and the private operators then will avail of that funding to provide the broadband. My fear is that we could end up with a mobile broadband solution or with a lesser standard solution for rural areas other than fibre, which isn't future-proofed, and we could see ourselves very quickly again in a few years' time looking at rolling out another broadband scheme where the opportunity is here now, where the ESB is a state-owned company and the government can make a decision that that state-owned company should roll out fibre to every connection in the country.